WCH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Usual question on this day, who are you backing, if anything, in the cup?
Well, I think I'm going to go for Fiorente, mainly because, as you know, I love Italian. It's an Italian name, and it's the spring carnival, and Fiorente is to do with flowers. And I'm not sure if it's Fiorente, or which is singular, or Fiorenti, which is plural. So that's my number one tip. And the second one, I think I'd go for masked marble.
Okay, I won't ask you why, but you might realise that Fiorente is the favourite.
Oh, Fiorente is the favourite, okay.
And Gay Waterhouse.
Well, that means that I won't win much if I put money on it, hey?
That's true.
Yep.
Now let's talk about food. I read a story during the week that bacon is a great thing to add to almost any food to give it extra spice. Please explain.
It makes it more tasty. There's a story on the Mail Online which comes out of the UK, and it's saying that the only exceptions were pasta dishes and desserts. Now, I take that to task, actually, because there's a very well-known Italian dish called spaghetti carbonara, which is made with eggs and, well, some people add cream to that, but a lot of people, Italians, add a bit of white wine to the eggs. And the flavouring comes from bacon and really makes it very, very delicious. Interesting that they say about desserts because, look, here in Sydney, people have gone mad with bacon in desserts. For example, Dan Hong, who was over at Miss G's in Potts Point, he's famous for his Stoner's Delight dessert, which includes donut ice cream, peanut butter, dolce de leche, raspberry jam, potato chips, Mars bar slice, banana fritter, and candied bacon.
And goodness.
He says the saltiness of the bacon really counteracts the richness of the rest of the dessert. Now, how about that for the Americans too? You know, they've always combined for breakfast. They have the waffles with the maple syrup and the bacon. I have to admit, I've never really taken to that, but they love it in the United States.
Okay, now go on.
At Miss Peach's Soul Food Kitchen, there's maple bacon ketchup. And over at Roosevelt and King's Cross, they're doing beer-braised smoked bacon, all sorts of different ways with bacon. But remember the macaron, I think, that you tasted a couple of years ago that Adriano Zumbo made, and he made that with bacon. It's called a Zumbaron. So, yes, I'm not so sure why they've said that bacon doesn't make desserts tastier.
Now, what about this woman in England and the sugar?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting story. This woman, she's Mary. She's 78, Mary Berry. She's the doyen of the Great British Bake Off. You know, we just had our Australian Bake Off here. And over the years, she's made millions and millions of pounds with her condiments and her health foods. And she's just put out a salad dressing. You won't believe it. Mary Berry's original salad dressing, which contains 27% sugar. Isn't that? No, that's just really is outrageous.
Goodness me.
She's copping a lot of flack for that. One thing I would say, look, I never buy salad dressings at the supermarket because for me personally, they're too sweet. They always seem to add sugar to them, so I avoid those. I do buy mayonnaise, but I always look for the whole egg mayonnaise because many of the other mayonnaises, especially those that are called light, you know, meaning low fat, they have a lot of sugar in them. So just when you're in the supermarket, look very carefully at the labels. Of course, it's always best to make your own mayonnaise at home. And speaking of mayonnaise, you can use mayonnaise or Dijonnaise, which is that lovely, it's mayonnaise with the whole grain mustard stirred through it, in these luscious chicken sandwiches that I've got on my webpage for you today. They will well and truly soak up all the beer and bubbly if you're celebrating, if you're having lunch, or if you're actually down on the track. And so you just need some chicken fillets and you poach those in a little bit of white wine and water and then chop the chicken up when it's cool and then combine it with the Dijonnaise. And I like to put celery through it because it gives it crunch and some dill and parsley and a few spring onions. A squeeze of lemon juice helps too, a bit of salt and pepper. And then spread that mixture over buttered bread and take crusts off, cut them into threes or into quarters.
Okay.
Lovely, delicious.
And that recipe is on it's on your website?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Off you go to the TAB, number 5.
Okay.
No, number 6.
Bye.
Good luck.